Welcome to the GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. Today we're diving into one of the most exam-heavy topics you'll encounter, the later ministry of Jesus. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR or WJAC, this topic is central to your Christianity unit. So grab your revision notes, because we're covering everything from Palm Sunday right through to the resurrection, and I'll give you the exact detail that earns marks in the exam room. Let's start with a quick overview. The later ministry refers to the final period of Jesus' public life, beginning with his entry into Jerusalem and ending with the resurrection. It's sometimes called the Passion narrative. Examiners love this topic because it touches on so many big theological themes: sacrifice, atonement, discipleship, the kingdom of God, and the nature of Jesus himself. Event 1, the entry into Jerusalem, Palm Sunday. Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey, and the crowd spread palm branches and cloaks on the road, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." That's from Mark chapter 11. The donkey is crucial. In the Old Testament, the prophet Zechariah wrote, "See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey." Jesus is deliberately fulfilling this prophecy, making a public claim to be the Messiah. But notice, he chooses a donkey, not a war horse. This is a humble, peaceful king. Candidates who score highly will say something like, "Jesus' entry on a donkey fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9, presenting him as a humble Messiah rather than a military conqueror, reflecting his teaching that the kingdom of God belongs to the meek." That's the kind of specific, theologically rich answer that earns top marks. Event 2, the cleansing of the temple. Jesus goes to the temple and drives out the money changers and sellers of doves. He overturns their tables and says, "My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." That quotation combines Isaiah 56 and Jeremiah 7, and examiners love it when candidates cite those references. By cleansing the temple, Jesus is making a bold prophetic statement. The current religious establishment has corrupted what God intended. This act directly triggers the plot by the chief priests to have Jesus arrested. For your exam, understand both the historical significance — this was politically dangerous — and the theological significance. Jesus is claiming authority over the temple itself. Event 3, the Last Supper. On the night before his crucifixion, Jesus shares a Passover meal with his 12 disciples. During the meal, Jesus takes bread, breaks it, and says, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he takes a cup of wine and says, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." These words from Luke 22 are the foundation of the Christian sacrament of the Eucharist. Jesus is using the language of Passover, the Jewish festival commemorating God's rescue of the Israelites from slavery, and reinterpreting it. Just as the Passover lamb was sacrificed to save the Israelites, Jesus is the new Passover lamb, sacrificed to save humanity from sin. This is the doctrine of atonement. Also at the Last Supper, Jesus predicts that Judas Iscariot will betray him for 30 pieces of silver, and that Peter will deny him 3 times before the cock crows. These predictions raise profound questions about free will, loyalty, and discipleship. Even the most devoted followers can fail, but Peter is later restored, speaking to themes of forgiveness and redemption. Event 4, Gethsemane and the arrest. After the Last Supper, Jesus goes to the Garden of Gethsemane and prays, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. This prayer shows Jesus' full humanity. He is genuinely afraid, and his obedience to God. The disciples fall asleep 3 times, symbolizing human weakness under pressure. Then Judas arrives and identifies Jesus with a kiss, the ultimate act of betrayal. Jesus is arrested, the disciples flee. Jesus rebukes the disciple who draws a sword. "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?" This reinforces Jesus' non-violent, willing acceptance of his fate.
Event 5, the trials. Jesus faces 2 trials.
First, before the Jewish Sanhedrin, where the high priest Caiaphas questions him. When asked, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus replies, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." The council condemns him for blasphemy. Then Jesus is taken to the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. The Jewish authorities could not carry out the death penalty under Roman rule. Only Pilate could authorize a crucifixion. Pilate finds no fault in Jesus and tries to release him, but the crowd demands his crucifixion. Pilate washes his hands, symbolically declaring himself innocent of Jesus' blood, and hands Jesus over. The theological significance of the trials is enormous. Jesus' condemnation by both religious and political authorities demonstrates the depth of human rejection of God. Yet Christians interpret this as part of God's plan, the suffering servant of Isaiah 53, who was pierced for our transgressions. Event 6, the crucifixion. Jesus is crucified at Golgotha, meaning the place of the skull, outside Jerusalem. He's nailed to a cross between two criminals. Above his head, Pilate places a sign reading, "The King of the Jews," intended as mockery, but Christians read it as profound truth. During the crucifixion, Jesus speaks seven times, known as the seven last words. The most theologically significant is his cry of desolation, my God, why have you forsaken me?" a quotation of Psalm 22. This expresses the full depth of human suffering and abandonment. Yet Psalm 22 ends in trust and praise, suggesting that even in desolation, faith endures. At the moment of Jesus' death, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. This is hugely significant. The curtain separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple. Its tearing symbolizes that the barrier between God and humanity has been removed through Jesus' death. Access to God is now open to all. Event 7, the resurrection. On Easter Sunday, Mary Magdalene and other women go to the tomb and find the stone rolled away and the tomb empty. An angel tells them, "He is not here. He has risen." Jesus then appears to Mary Magdalene, to the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and to the 11 remaining apostles. The resurrection is the cornerstone of Christian faith. As Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile." The resurrection confirms Jesus' identity as the Son of God, vindicates his teaching, and promises eternal life to all who believe.
Now, let's talk exam technique. This is where I can really help you pick up marks. Common mistake number one, being too vague. Examiners want specific named examples and references. Don't just say Jesus taught about sacrifice. Say Jesus instituted the Eucharist at the Last Supper, recorded in Luke 22, using bread and wine to symbolize his body and blood as the new covenant. Specific knowledge earns marks. Common mistake number two, forgetting to explain theological significance. It's not enough to describe what happened. You need to explain what it means for Christian belief. The cleansing of the temple isn't just a story about Jesus being angry. It's a prophetic act claiming divine authority over the most sacred institution in Judaism. Common mistake number three, confusing the different gospel accounts. The four gospels sometimes give different details. You can refer to specific gospel references, and if there are differences, you can discuss why those differences might exist. For command word questions, if the question says explain, you need to give reasons and develop them, not just describe. If it says how far do you agree, you need to give both sides of the argument and reach a clear judgment. If it says describe, give two developed features with supporting detail. Now, for our quickfire recall quiz. Pause the podcast and try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What Old Testament prophecy did Jesus fulfill by riding into Jerusalem on a donkey? Answer: Zechariah 9:9. See, your king comes to you,
gentle and riding on a donkey? Question 2. What did Jesus say when he cleansed the temple, and which two Old Testament books was he quoting from? Answer. My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers, combining Isaiah 56 and Jeremiah 7. Question 3. What are the words of institution at the Last Supper, and what Christian sacrament do they establish? Answer. This is my body. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, establishing the Eucharist, also called Holy Communion or the Lord's Supper. Question 4. What does the tearing of the temple curtain at the moment of Jesus' death symbolize? Answer. The removal of the barrier between God and humanity. Access to God is now open to all through Jesus' death. Question 5. What does Paul say in 1 Corinthians 15 about the importance of the resurrection? Answer. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. The later ministry of Jesus covers 7 key events: the entry into Jerusalem, the cleansing of the temple, the Last Supper, Gethsemane and the arrest, the trials, the crucifixion, and the resurrection. Each event is both historically significant and theologically rich. The key themes running through all of them are Jesus as the Messiah, the kingdom of God, atonement and sacrifice, discipleship and its challenges, and the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. In your exam, always link events to theological significance. Use specific references and develop your explanations beyond simple description. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!